A word for you from Hebrews 10 verse 39. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. In the scriptures we read of failures who deserted the faith, Esau, Judas, Demas. Indeed, we count them blessed to endure. We have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherited the promises. Winners study the Word of God. Winners submit to the God of the Word. As Christians, we are called to persevere in spite of sickness, disappointments, opposition, danger and difficulty. In the face of criticism, we must keep on keeping on. We must persevere with all endurance and steadfastness, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but, speaking the truth in love, may grow up into all things unto him which is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth for the body and the edifying of itself in love. The Bible encourages us to endure to the end. He who endures to the end will be saved. We are commanded, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life. What endures forever? The word of the Lord endures forever. We have such a great cloud of witnesses, examples of excellence, of overcomers who persevered and pressed on to victory. In Hebrews 11, we read of Noah and Abraham, Joseph, David and Daniel. In church history, we read of Peter and Paul and Polycarp and Perpetua, Martin Luther, William Carey, Robert Moffat, David Livingstone, Mary Slessor, C.T. Studd, Andrew Murray, and many more. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Therefore, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that's set before us. We must not be like that faithless generation who were condemned to wander in the wilderness. We need to be like the Joshua generation who went in, who possessed the land, who conquered, overcame in faith and obedience. We need to be those who can say like the Apostle Paul, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. We need to persevere with stamina to the end so that we can keep the faith, finish the race, saying, I've fought the good fight of faith.